Hello, I would like to welcome our members to the town hall that we're holding. My name is John Pello. I'm the CEO of the Four C's, and I can still say the Four C's even though we've changed our name. And I'm so happy about that. I'm happy that you're attending. We know that a tremendous amount has changed in your ministries over the last six, 7 months or more now. And there's been a lot going on throughout the pandemic season. We're glad to know that many ministries are doing very, very well through this. Other ministries are struggling, and some are in pretty dire straits. And our purpose here at Four C's, our mission, is that we're going to try and help you all. We want you to thrive through this. But we do know that ministries have been expanding their options, their giving options, their program options. They've been making some transitions. We seem to be doing fairly well. And throughout all of this, the Four C's has been on our own journey of change as well, especially with our rebrand that began last fall. A year ago at this time, we were starting. This was led up to after a lot of strategic thinking about our mission and who we are, who we need to be to fulfill our mission. And so it wasn't just a let's change our look, but big things were happening here at Four C's. And we appreciate the consultations and the surveys that many of our members participated in to help us form our new identity. And the rebrand really was motivated by our desire to support our members. And we want to ensure that our changes are understood by our members so that we can make this change as smoothly as possible. We want you to come with us. You know, I first felt the call to serve the church when I was about 10 to 12 years old. I don't recall exactly, but I knew that God wanted me to serve the church. And I didn't know how to do that. How does one do that? And to serve the entire church. And yet here I am, God led me to the Four C's, and the vision that we are unfolding today is one way that we can serve the entire church. And so we are here to not just provide information to you, not just to be an encourager and a prayer support, but we really want to walk with you to help you to build stronger, more exemplary, more effective ministries, to do more of what you can for the Lord Jesus. And so that's part of the role that we'll be talking about today. But we want to answer any questions that you have, so you can use the Q&A feature. And we'll take as many questions as we can at the end, as time allows. We do plan to wrap up at 2:45. So let's just open in prayer. Father, I thank you that you are continuing to inspire your church throughout this pandemic. And I thank you for the creativity that your Holy Spirit is giving to ministry leaders and workers across our nation. I pray, Lord, that this would be a time that you would redeem, that you would take something that is evil, that is bad, and that you would do something good, draw something good from it for your ministries across Canada. And I pray that they would be strengthened and built up as they re-examine their missions, their purpose, as they re-examine their methodologies and so forth. And Lord, as we're able to offer more assistance to them, we just pray that they would thrive throughout this this time of great change. We ask for your blessing on all of us in Christ's name. Amen. So I want to start off by talking to you about our new logo and identity. I'm having trouble getting the slide to change. Just a moment. Technical difficulties here. Computer seems, oh, there we go. Okay. So that, yes, we'd like you to meet the new Four C's today. So our logo was changed, and I have to tell you that as we were searching for something that really spoke to who we are, we thought it was very important that we wanted it to have be full of life, to be full of expression and movement, and that Four C's wants to be and is a dynamic force, a catalyst, helping other ministries to prosper and thrive. We loved the color, the bright colors of this logo. It just spoke to us of living life to the full. Of course, the cross has been worked into it. It's like a ball of fire rolling and growing. And you'll notice that the colors are all intertwined. Maybe it's a little bit messy and things like that. But that's what Four Seas is all about, is about taking this wholeness of who we are as Christian ministries and trying to do something beautiful with it. And our tagline, supporting ministries in a complex world, this replaces advancing ministry together. I brought in the tagline advancing ministries together when I really wanted to position Four Seas as alongside you and working for the same purpose. We were not over you. We were not under you. We were with you in Christian ministry, called by Jesus Christ to serve you. And advancing ministry together really repositioned Four Seas as a partner, helping you in ministry, but supporting ministries in a complex world seems to be so much more appropriate today. That with all of what's going on in society and everything that's happening in the global situation, the regulatory environment and all of that, we still believe in advancing ministry together, but this is a time when we really want to communicate to you that we are here to support you through these challenging times, mainly to help you find opportunities in the midst of all the complexities of our world. We want to tackle these head on. And so we've incorporated this into our brand story. And I'm going to play you a little video in a few moments that will explain the kind of position that we want to have with you. But we do have four brand pillars. And these statements, they came from both what our members told us that we are and that we aspire to be in their fullness. And so we really, the words here just spoke to us so well, but they came from our members. And so it really pleased me to see that we are all in sync as to who Four Seas is. So we're professional. And the words that would describe being professional, that we're leaders, that we're honest, we're courageous, we're trustworthy, we're credible. Our goal is when you hear something from us, you don't have to get a second opinion. Maybe you will, but you shouldn't feel the need to. Knowledgeable, that we are informative, wise, that we are advocates for you, and practical, and coaches, and thorough, and forward-thinking. And you know, everything we do, when you read a bulletin article, when you read anything on our website, it's not complete if we've only provided information. Everything we do has to have a component that is very practical, hands-on, a template, a policy, a next step, something that helps you actually take action on the information that we provide. We also are wanting to be accessible, responsive and helpful, dedicated, conscientious, approachable, reliable, collaborative. You know, when you call the Four Seas, you're most likely to have Dave Vandermolen answer the phone. We have a real live person answering the phone because we value our relationships with you so much that we think it is worthwhile having someone who can actually speak with you as opposed to just an auto attendant dialer or something like that. That we are accessible, that when you call us, that we are people like yourselves. Everybody who works here has great experience in serving in Christian ministries, volunteer capacity, or local churches or whatever. We're like you. All of us are working in other Christian ministries, volunteering. And this means that when you call, we're very accessible to you. We understand what you're trying to do. And the final one was caring. This brand pillar is the one that to me is maybe the most important. We have to be the others, of course, but caring is the one that I've really focused on over the last 10, 12 years that I've been, more than that, 17 years now. But caring for our members, we are not in a transactional relationship with you. When you are a member of Four Seas, we really feel a close bond with you as our member. Words here would be empathetic, patient, compassionate, spiritual. We're not afraid to bring spiritual words into our articles and things. We want to be encouraging to you, kind and supportive. A word that I've used over the last 5 or 6 years, and we're being more upfront about it, is to say that we love our members. Love is not a term that you hear in the business world, really, between, say, one organization and its customers. But it's one that we really feel here, that we really, really love you as members. We love what you're doing. We support what you're doing. And we want to do everything we can to support you. On our website, You'll find a page about introducing 4Cs and how we fit into your story. There's three videos there, and I highly encourage you to watch all three of them. The first video, We All Have a Story, it tells you where 4Cs has been and where we're going and what kind of a transition that we're making and how that, I hope that you get out of that the sense of what we've lifted our vision. It's much higher than it has been before. And it's not just about providing information or education or answering your questions. It's about helping you transform your own ministries to make them stronger and more fit to better accomplish your mission. The second video talks about how our stories intertwine. I'm going to show that to you in just a moment. And then the third video is a whiteboard that actually says, okay, if you're a member of 4Cs, this is the journey that we want to take you on with us. We want to walk with you and take you on this journey to becoming a better, stronger, more effective, exemplary, and healthy Christian ministry. And there in that video, we break down, well, what do we mean by that? What do those words mean to you? So let's take a look at the second video. This is the one that positions us and says, this is who we are.
Why? Hey, would you come walk with me? I'd like to share with you the story of how 4Cs can fit into the story of your ministry. Let's go left here. There once was a very committed person working in Christian ministry. Let's call her Abby. More than anything, Abby wanted her work to make a real difference in the world. You know, you probably want the same. The problem is operating a ministry is very complex. You know, all the stuff like regulations and human resources and all the other things that just keep distracting you and keep you busy. Abby thought they were preventing her and her team from doing all that they could for God. We're going to go to the right here. And then Abby met someone, a guide whose ministry knew how to overcome these challenges, and a guide who was willing to share the expertise and support her and her team as they tackled their own challenges. This way here leads to somewhere really nice. Careful, you'll want to watch your step here. Abby's story has a great outcome. Abby conquered the distracting power of complexity. And best of all, she has more time to work on her ministry's mission. And her guide is now an ally who is walking with her in her continuing story, sort of like an honorary member of her ministry team, always there to help when needed. Oh, who is this guide? It's us, 4Cs. We're the guide. And who's the hero of this story? Not us. It's Abby. Come on, continue to walk with me. Watch your head here. So you see, the 4Cs story is not about us. It's about you. And you are the hero of our story. Our role is to be your guide and ally as your journey unfolds. We are the Canadian Center for Christian Charities, supporting ministries in a complex world. Come on, let's keep walking together.
Well, that's a really good description of the role that we want to play with you, to be your guide and your ally. Several of our members, when we did our both survey and the focus groups, said that they considered 4Cs to be an extension of their management team, that we filled in for places that they didn't have in their team. And that really made me so happy, because it said how close we are together and how much we're working together to support each other and to support, we want to support you. We changed two words in our name. The Canadian Council of Christian Charities has become the Canadian Center for Christian Charities. And those two words just make all the difference in the world. Like, it's just amazing. It's so life-giving to me that we're not just something, a council that's been put together by charities, but we are actually a center of resources and of support and encouragement and of whatever we can do for you, that we are a center that you can come to help you on your own journey, and that we are for you. We exist entirely for your benefit. And so there are things that you can expect from 4Cs going forward. Now, if you watch the third video, and you'll see all the things that those words, exemplary, healthy, and effective, mean, and what we want to do and how we want you to benefit, we are building that. Parts of it are already available. Mostly I've been writing about it in my blog over the years since 2009, but we are actually going to be developing a whole new section of our website. And we're going to take each of those words, and we want you to be able to say, this is where I really want help as an organization. And we will give you the best resources there to help you. And it will not only just be from 4Cs, but we are partnering with others to draw other people in to help you. We have Chris Bosch coming up shortly with a webinar on strategic planning for those who want it. That's a real need that many people have said they have. We have Faith Tech coming later this year to do a whole webinar and maybe even a course on agile thinking, taking the best way of thinking from the technology world and saying, here's what we're doing that allows us to be very agile, light on our feet, quick in response. We have two other big initiatives here, the Green and the Training Center, and I just want to talk about those. We really are looking forward to not just us talking with you and maybe you talking back to us, but we want you to be talking with each other as well. We want a three-way conversation where we all learn from each other. And that's, excuse me, that's what the Green is all about. And there's a lot of categories and subcategories, and we're still adding to those. There's a bunch of new ones that will be coming online before too long that will be based on your roles. We want to get information out to you faster. And so the Green is one way that we can do that. You can ask questions not only of 4C staff there, but also of other members there and see what their experience has been. The layout of the Green has been changed. It's easier to use. All the groups and categories that you can access are on the left. We've given topics on the right. There's filtering features so that you can search for what you want. We also have a COVID-19 response room that has more than 100 topics in it. And this part of the Green we opened up to any Christian ministry, whether they're a 4Cs member or not. And there's 2,000 user interactions in that part of the Green alone, and they're growing daily. And it's the fastest and easiest way for you to get up to speed on what other charities are doing in this sort of new normal time. If you've missed getting together in conferences and workshops due to the pandemic, the Green is the next best experience to learn and interact with your peers and colleagues in a more informal and conversational manner. We're adding other specialized groups and categories in different roles coming up, as I just mentioned. We want to have regular conversations. Like, you're going to find that bulletin articles are going to tie into threads in the Green where you can discuss the bulletin article and how to apply it. The blog posts will also have ties into the Green so that you can discuss them there. You don't have to do it on the public blog format if you want to do it on an in-house conversation. So we'll have regular conversations there. And you can find any user. There's a dashboard and so forth. So there's all kinds of things that you can do there. We'd encourage you to set up a profile. The training center is another one that has, it's been sort of birthed. It's in its infancy. We have a number of courses that are already loaded into it. We are reviewing those courses now to maybe update them. And the courses, again, we're going to be bringing you the best from 4Cs, but also the best. We've got other people who are subject matter experts who are wanting to contribute courses. Some of your ministries may have courses that you've designed for your own staff, fundraising courses or things like that. If you've got things, the training programs that you have designed for your own ministries, here's an opportunity for you to share them with the community. So you may want to come to us and say, would you put ours there? We're not saying there's one right way to do everything. And so we'll put up the best of what we have and we'll invite others to come in. There may be alternative perspectives there, but it will be a robust experience for you. We've changed the training center so that now you can go through as a cohort and have private discussions. From if you have a management team going through, you can actually create your own discussion groups and so forth. And the training center is hooked into the green. So you can actually engage with others who have taken the course before. This is an opportunity for us to continue to learn together, to contribute the best of what we have. But in addition to that, and this is something that I'm very excited to announce here, is that we have a whole new knowledge base. I have to admit that sometimes when I was helping a member, I was not able to find very quickly the topics that I wanted. So we have a whole new knowledge base. First thing that we've done is three things that make our knowledge base better for our members. We've improved the way we capture and record your questions. And this means that we can focus our staff time researching and writing answers to your most pressing needs. When a member enters a question into our knowledge-based search engine, just by using it, putting your question in, that gets captured, and there's a feedback button. Oh, we desperately want you to use that feedback button, because the more you use it, the better the knowledge base will get. It's based on AI, and it's something that needs to be trained. And so our staff are of course, using it and training it ourselves, but there's nothing like you going in, searching, and then giving feedback. How well did this article meet your needs? What questions didn't you get answered that you were looking for? If you will complete that feedback for us, that is the most helpful thing that you can do to make a strong, rich, robust knowledge base. We have a dedicated technical writer who's working with our staff to help us to write. We're very excited about this. Topics, we call them. They're called topics. And there's a video that you can watch where Paul Wolf of our staff explains to you how to use the knowledge base. It's absolutely beautiful. But the topics, right now when you search, you come up with a bulletin article, you get a blog post, maybe you get something out of our charity's handbook. It's the detailed, it's written like a lawyer would for most of it. It's got citations and all of that, but that's not really what you're looking for most of the time. You're looking for, just give me the answer, short, sweet, simple. Just tell me, what do I need to know? So we are developing topics. We have 250 of them developed so far. They're in the testing stage right now, where staff are using them just to test them out and make sure that they're of the quality and answer. But what they are is, the big thing is no citations, no legal language, plain, ordinary English, short sentences, contractions. We'll say can't instead of cannot. We're not writing for some journal or something. We're writing for you to be understood easily. And so we're writing in a whole new way. And as these are validated, the topics will start to come on stream. So that is intended to be the first thing that you look at. And only if your answer isn't answered there, your question isn't answered there, then maybe you'll dive deeper into the knowledge base, because everything is still there. But we want you to be able to get in and out a lot quicker. We've also invested in remote work tools, enabling experts from across Canada to contribute their expertise to our knowledge base. Everything is web-based now. And our goal is to grow our community of authors and contributors and editors. So we've made a really great leap forward with technology and the AI that we're putting in there. And we're not even done with that yet. There's further improvements to come that'll be very impressive when they get here. we don't want to overcommit, but in general, this is how we're hoping to serve you in future as the knowledge base continues to build out. And so you'll see a gradual increase in new topics. And the best thing you can do is to share your questions as you go about your daily ministry. Just feed your questions to us, because that's how we will know what to do. So we will be continually improving that. And then this is a challenging year for everyone. And as 4Cs makes this huge transition, basically we're going from information provider and educator to we want to actually walk with you and help you to make your ministries stronger, more exemplary, more healthy, more effective. And your needs are changing as we go through this. We've already been listening to you. Thank you to all of you who answered the survey and gave us the update as to how you're doing. That was amazing. It was so encouraging to read and to be able to bring out some of the things that you're doing. But we're going to take a year now to just listen to our members. And in the November bulletin, you're going to see some good topics in there on creativity and communication and so forth. You can see it on the screen. In the green, we will have the year of listening there. We're going to give you opportunity to speak to us. We're going to have a number of webinars. And the webinars are actually, there's about six of them coming up, each on a different topic. And what we want is we're going to have someone here who can help guide it from an area of expertise, but we really want it to be an opportunity to hear from you, because out of this, you're going to help us decide where to allocate the priorities and resources for developing new content that will be most helpful to you. You can continue to follow us on our news and events page. The 4Cs news and events blog itself is where we will be releasing, for example, the recording of this presentation. When it's ready, we will be posting it there. We have lots of things that we would like to announce to you through that, so I certainly hope you will subscribe to it. There are other blogs as well. My blog is on Christian leadership and everything related to that. We have Barry Bussey, who is writing on legal matters that affect how we do Christian ministry. And we have Noteworthy by Dina Warren, who's keeping you up to date with changes and things that come along. You can subscribe to any or all of those blogs. That really brings me to sort of the end of the update. I wanted to just play this last animation for you. Here we are. The old 4Cs is gone, and the new 4Cs has been born, and we are very, very excited.